Buy your ticket in the St. John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery before midnight Sunday to be in the weekly draw to win one of three brand new NGs next week. stjohnlottery.com.au.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. They got the podcast from 3:30 or listen live after Kennedy Malloy. It is Bernie Vince and a man who has a bit of trouble warming up on the sidelines.
Oh, yeah. That could be a broken leg.
Boy, does that look bad.
Did he dislocate his knee, did he, Jared?
Andrew Jarman.
He's a local Norwood lad with a degree in law, a passion for business and a love of wine. He's proven influential in Port's great defensive record.
Oh, that's a terrific mark by Jonas.
And this year takes on sole captaincy for the Port Adelaide Football Club. Please welcome to the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars, Port Adelaide captain Tom Jonas.
Oh, he joins us every second week and he's been up and about and he's doing a great job as the captain of the Port Adelaide Footy Club. Friday night, Adelaide Oval. He cannot get any bigger than this, Bern, but he joins us. Thomas Jonas, good afternoon to you, young man.
G'day, boys. Geez, you're a bit hard done by, aren't you, Jazz? You get stitched up a bit.
Well, what are you... Thanks, Tommy. You've always been a very good supporter of mine. Look at you giggling there, Bern.
No, I think you thought... TJ was having a go at you for a sec then, Judge. You got very defensive, then realised that he was actually looking after you.
He went back and across and then
backflip. LBW. Now, mate,
LB.
Can't get any better than this. This is a dream playing finals football, let alone a prelim final. And we know what's on the back of that, but no doubt the boys are absolutely cherry ripe.
Yeah, you're spot on. And, you know, they don't come around too often, especially for us down at Port Adelaide. We've been grinding away for a little while, so I'm pretty pumped to get out there on Friday night. Just keeping a lid on at the moment, but come bounce down, we'll be ready to go.
Yeah, we haven't spoken here since the qualifying final. You must have been very, very proud of your group being a captain of just the effort and intensity you guys brought around the footy.
Yeah, it was a great win. I don't think I've actually been that happy in a little while. I mean, I did have my first child a few weeks ago, but the qualifying final was pretty special as well. Just to play a really solid four-quarter game against a pretty formidable opponent and get the chockies in front of our home crowd. So that was awesome.
Yeah, it was certainly good to watch. And what did your week look like, I should say, since that game? I guess it was recovery early after.
Couple of wines?
Well, probably not seen its final stars. But did you have a solid match sim as well over the weekend? Because it's still important to get that training load up, isn't it?
Yeah, do you really want to know, boys? I think I snuck a couple of reds in and I've mowed my lawn every 4 days without a bit of time on hands. But we did have a good blowout last Friday and made sure the legs are ready to go and shouldn't be any cobwebs come this week. So, you know, you can be a little bit sluggish off the bye from time to time, but we're trying to make sure that's not an issue.
Now, I'm looking forward to some of the key matchups in your defence.
Now,
Who goes to Tommy Lynch? Who gets Rewalt? And if Martin goes forward, is it you again?
Yeah, I think I'll get the Martin one again. Although I think Tex this morning was saying DBJ should get it. So I think he's trying to throw us off the centre bit. He might want the
Tex has had a big off season.
Yeah, I know. I spoke to him the other day. Couldn't put two words together. But I think we'll share it around again. If I can come off and help out where possible, that'd be nice and leave the big jobs to the other boys. They did pretty well last time.
Tommy, you said this in the media yesterday regarding Dusty Martin, and then we'll just get your thoughts on the back of it.
You'll get the respect he deserves, but I think we stick to our game. We haven't shown that we've tagged players much this year. I think, you know, if you shut down Dusty, you open the door for a Cochran or an Edwards. So there's lots of threats there. So we just stick to what we do well.
You know, his finals records is right up there with B. Vince A. Jarman, Dusty Martin. Bloody scary. Why won't you let, say, Bradley Ibbett run with him? You can't let him run around like an unregistered dog, Thomas.
Yeah, first thing I thought when I heard that audio was, geez, spit it out, champ. But
yeah, you were a bit sluggish.
Air checking.
You're a bit sluggish with the tongue.
Oh, look, I think we'll stick to our guns. We know he's a star and he does tear it up in finals, but I think it's really important that we play our football. And Ebo hasn't played a role like that all year, so I don't know if this is the time to start it.
Okay, fair enough.
Are you okay, Jazz?
Just an opinion.
You want to take over coaching,
not
do you?
Not at all. Not at all.
Yeah, okay. Well, you are getting back into coaching. But this would be the first prelim for the majority of the group, wouldn't it? Do you speak about that and speak about past experiences of guys who've been there?
We've certainly brought it up, and then it's kind of on the individuals. If they want to hear a little bit more about what it's like to go through that, then come up and have a chat. But for the most part, just go about your business and prepare how you see fit. Like I said, it's been a while since we've played in one, so I wouldn't say it's fresh in my memory, and wouldn't have a whole lot to pass down, but it's pretty, these young boys, just keep a clear head and get them to go out there and chase the agate.
Now, I think I saw some past players and past coaches also down at the club recently. What was that about?
You might have to fill me in on that.
Matthew
Primus was down there. Right, he was mattress. Speaking to the group, but there was a couple
of earlier in the year, yeah. Just sort of what they achieved and how important they've been to our club. So that was all around the 150-year celebration. We've obviously had a lot of great leadership and some great champions go through there, so it'd be silly not to call on that in what is a massive year for us.
And you can't forget your fan base. They've been through a lot, hell and back, in the last probably 5 to 6 years. Sold out Friday night.
I thought
night.
That was D's fans, hell and back.
They stuffed that up. They're still in hell.
27,000. Now, they'll be that loud. It'll be like 70,000 there on Friday night. So you want to put on a good showing. And as you know, there's 2 hours to get it right.
Yeah, absolutely. And they deserve that. And I think they know that we're going out there. And that's the plan. We're not going out there to roll over. We'll be putting our best foot forward. And hopefully we've got 2 games left in the year.
Tommy, all the best. Look, it's going to be fascinating to watch and see where your club's at, but you've done a wonderful job this year, but the job's not done. We wish you well, and you play well, and don't let... If Dusty's got 8 kicks in a row, you've got to buddy punch him somewhere and put him on his backside.
Yeah, that'd be good. He misses the grand final.
Oh, you're sorry.
I know. I've got someone else to do the dirty work, Giles. Yeah. I've done my time.
Nathan Bassett to do it.
He's done that a few times.
Take care. Enjoy every minute of it, mate.
All right, see you, boys.
There he is, yeah, Tommy Jonas, the Port Adelaide captain. This is the Rush Hour, Bird.
Next, Bernie's beef that's so severe, even his wife gave him a caution as he was leaving the house.
Oh, no.
You got to hear it next, live on the Rush Hour.
Oh, dear. Triple M. Batten down the hatches. Hold on to your hats on Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. You got beef with me. It's time for Bernie's Beef. For country living homes, anything from transportable and lightweight homes to brick veneer and luxury constructions. Well, Bern, here it is. It's on the Tuesday, Bern's Beef. I tell you what, they talk about this all around the streets of Adelaide. They love it. Who have you got your sights on today on the Rush Hour? Bern's Beef, sponsored too.
Well, a lot of people will breathe a sigh of relief, Jars, when I don't come for them, because I had a few of my sights this week.
Oh,
but
you did, Bern.
But.
Okay, Bern.
It is now clear to me, Jars.
Yes, Bern.
Why the Richmond Football Club played so aggressively in the final on the weekend.
Okay,
you know, we had Tom Lynch kneeing blokes in the back,
blokes,
dropping them after they'd taken a mark late. We had Trent Koch and their captain.
Yes.
Their captain running around, dropping people, tackling them late, free hitting.
Ripping their heads
what
off.
What they thought. But I know why.
Why, Bern?
Because they've been getting no sleep, Jars.
Oh, no
Bern. Sleep this week in the hub because they're in the same hub as the Western Bulldogs.
Yes.
And would we believe it, we've got another Richmond wag that wants to be the spokesperson for the AFL.
No.
They are thinking they're bigger than the game again.
Who is it, Bern?
And it's shitting me off. But I need to address it, and I need to address them.
Yes, Bird.
Have a listen to this, what she says.
I opened my door shortly because I heard some moving around, and I saw the security guard. I said, hey, can you hear that music? It's really loud. We can hear it right through our walls, blah, 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 blah. Because I could still hear the music after he'd told them off. He said, yeah, we just told them off to turn their music down. Little losers have turned it up louder in spite of this.
Oh, I know their music might have been up loud, Jars, but just because Caleb Daniels 4'1" doesn't mean they all are. You can't stereotype all of them, call all of them little losers. Anyway, we just let's move on because she's still going.
Richmond and Geelong are training for their finals that are in 2 or 3 days, probably doing their final session of training that is extremely important for a final.
Hang on. Stop. They're training 4 finals in a final because they've got a final coming up.
Oh, no.
How many times do you want to say finals? Let's hear that again.
Richmond and Geelong are training for their finals that are in 2 or 3 days, probably doing their final session of training that is extremely important for a final.
I don't know, Jazz, but if we're in a final that week, it's probably going to be training for finals, isn't it?
That's it, man.
I thought there was some sort of trick to that, and it made. I want to tell you what we all are.
What,
we're
Bird?
All fucking dumber for listening to that. It just confused me, that middle bit, but I had to address it. Right, let's keep going.
And these idiots, just because they've gotten knocked out, are treating it like a Western Suburbs nightclub.
Oh.
Like, how selfish can you be? Just literally on your flight back to Footscray, where the f*** you live. Just makes me so mad.
Oh, it makes her mad, does it?
Yes.
It makes her mad, yes. And the Western Bulldogs are so selfish.
Yes.
Well, let's go back. I can't remember who, what club it was that just went recently to a nightclub, strip club, and got in a Oh, it was Richmond!
Yeah.
It was Richmond! They went out of the hub. Not only did they go to a nightclub, they went to a strip club. Good choice, mind you.
Yeah.
And got in a punch on at a Euro shop.
That's
now,
it.
If we're talking about being selfish, yeah. Jars, we might just look in the mirror maybe if we're this bird, all right? Anyway, she goes on.
Go off about something like this.
Oh, now she. Oh, that's right. Oh. She comes out and says, I wouldn't normally go off about this. Oh. So you know what I always say, Jars?
Yes, bird.
If you say that, don't come out and go off then. You know what I would do, say, Jazz?
What?
She's making a mountain out of a molehill,
yes!
Because no one actually gives a f***. You know what I hope happens to this Richmond Football Club?
What, bird?
I hope Port come out and smash them on Friday night and they send them back to that inner city suburb of theirs, Richmond or wherever the f*** they're from. Little f***ing losers.
Little losers.
Who's got back to Richmond, you little losers?
Who's her boyfriend?
I can't say.
Why?
Don't want to name names. Jack Higgins.
It's the rush hour.
Go away.
Triple M.
Little losers.
You can catch Bernie and Gazy, that'd be Andrew Gaze, on the bounce with Jason Dunstall, Cameron Mooney and Sharni Layton on Friday before the footy and all through the weekend on Fox Footy, channel 504 on Foxtel.
Thank you, Haydo. And he joins us, Andrew Gaze, the Australian Great Father of the Year, one of the worst ballroom dancers to ever perform.
Oh, wow.
We welcome you. Hello, welcome to the Rush Hour, Hang Global. On.
Well, I like to take exception to that because...
Well, what do you mean, take exception? Your rock and roll dance performance was putrid. It was a disgrace to Australian dancing. You've embarrassed your family and your country, Gazy.
That's not ballroom dancing, my friend. That's just a little bit of rock and roll where you get to express yourself. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And then there
was some
that
beauty what you did, mate. It was embarrassing. You ought to be wife, your poor wife and kids are shattered.
Yeah, I'll be honest, the feedback on the home front wasn't great. But there are others out there that just like to see the big fella expressing himself and got a big thrill out of it.
I'll tell you what, I'm one of them. Because I reckon we're getting harshly dealt with. I reckon the chief...
So the talent quest, what's happened with you blokes in the talent quest?
Well,
you're second to last in your last. Yeah. You both have been getting smashed.
No, but see, again, you're a glass half empty guy. What we're doing is we are providing entertainment. Now, Bernie Vince in a tutu is entertaining.
Yes.
What about you doing the rock and roll? Is that entertaining?
That's not entertaining.
Well, to some, it is highly entertaining.
It's not. Do you think it's rigged? You two, do you think the Chief's up to something here? Because I think you two are the most talented individuals on the show. Do you reckon the Chief's got something to do with this? Is he doing a trumpy on you?
Oh, I think so. And I think there's very little doubt about that. We all know that Bernie and I, when it comes to just being logical, rational, intelligent, and what's happened is that there's just been some heavily weighted judging just not go our way.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, I have to agree.
The last bird out of 10 days almost gone.
Hey, we just don't want to scare too many listeners off, Hato. Just keep that. But we were going to do a singing contest, but that got pulled, thank God, after hearing that. But some big basketball news this week, Gazy. NBA champions, the LA Lakers, LeBron, four-time now. Where does he rate in all-time greatness?
This should be good.
Well, he is closing the gap on the all-time greatness when compared to Michael Jordan. In my view, there's still a little bit of distance, but... Yeah. 3 or 4 years ago, if you had asked me, I would have thought no chance anyone's coming close to the great man. But another championship here or there, and we might be talking about LeBron as the greatest of all time.
Oh. Yeah, wow. And some big local news. Brett Brown has just announced that That's a big blow for Australian basketball because he was the man that was going to get Ben Simmons to play for us. Now that's up in the air. And are you available for that role?
Oh. Oh. I am incredibly available, but it's unfortunately, I doubt very much that question is going to be asked. But what we see with Brett is someone that was in the NBA system with NBA guys and getting a better understanding of how they go about it. He was the absolute perfect fit. But yeah. Even bigger than that is the setback for next year in relation to our players, and not just our players, all international players. Adam Silver came out and said that it's unlikely they're going to be able to fit their season in before the Olympics next season, and they're unwilling to close down the NBA season during the Olympics. So not only Australia, but the whole basketball competition might be minus some of the absolute stars of the game.
But, Gazy, why did he step down? Because he was very excited when he got appointed as the Boomers coach for the Olympics, but why has he stepped down?
Well, when he was appointed the coach, there was a belief that the season, the NBA season, would be finished well before the Olympics next year. Now, in fact, I think that the way it's unfolded, it's just been an unfortunate set of circumstances that the timing, and with this pandemic being such a moving target, that it's very difficult for him. He doesn't currently have a job, although I'm sure he's getting extremely well paid because he still had a year to run in his contract. But if he does get another job, either as a head coach or an assistant coach with another team, he's probably not going to be able to have the time to devote to the Olympics anyway.
We saw last week on the bounce, Gazy, that you're just getting, you saw yourself in the yesterday's heroes and you're just a little bit worried about your appearance in that basketball singlet. Now, you used to look very good. Now, Chief described you as looking like you'd been dipped in a cup of milk. Now, how do you first of all feel about that? And secondly, what have you done about it?
Oh, no.
No, well, I think Chief using some of my own lines that I use on myself. But but it is a bit of a setback because I don't know what it is. When I'm in the bathroom, it must be the shade of light. I look at myself and I quite like what I see in the reflection. I'm thinking, geez, you know, maybe just tape it off ever so slightly. But when you see it in the cold, hard light of day, it is frightening how badly that I've let my body go, both in its look and just its – I always considered myself somewhat of a powerful man. But it, from what I saw on the television, it did not reek of power.
There's only three words for that comment. Turn it up.
Mate, keep up the good work. We're having a lot of fun watching you boys on Sunday, and look after my boy Burn and Gazy. All the best, mate.
I appreciate it. He's a star, and looking forward a couple more shows to go, and we get a bit of a spell, so it should be fun.
Hey, Jazz, what's today?
Burn. It's Monday, Burn.
It's a Monday. We haven't checked the voicemails yet, have we?
Well, I from thought the weekend. You normally do that, don't you? I got too much on.
Oh, no. Well, let's listen to them together, Jazz. I love this. Oh, I forgot about this. Let's get into it.
Right, hey, Burn. It's Tex. Thanks for letting me fill in for you, mate. I think I left my phone in the studio, though. Can you have a look when you get... Oh, don't worry, I found it. Jars, it's Ken. Apparently, Bernie says I can watch the footy on my phone. Fair dinkum. I've been staring at my wall phone for the last 3 hours. Not a shadow of... Hello, it's Yater and One Eye on Dead Set Legends filling in for 129 games for the Crows, Bernie Vince. You've had 441 goals for Adelaide, Tex Walker, Sample Team of the Year player Rhett Biglands, and Greg Blewett. One Eye getting the call up. I want answers. Someone get me Triple M boss Matt O'Reilly on. I'm like a mushroom, kept in the dark and fed nothing but shit.
Hi, Jars. It's George here. Bit of feedback from the weekend, mate.
Yes,
look, your orders were way too direct, way too aggressive. You just can't keep ramming performance down their throats, mate. It'll happen. Just give it time. So just dial it back, or that'll be the last time you're allowed in the Villies Cafe, mate. Sorry. Jars.
Yes, Kate.
I wanted to watch the game, but apparently I need to download mayo. Oh, I love mayo. I want a beautiful egg sandwich with a nice cup of...
It's chaos.
Pitsy. And a Triple M. Yeah. Burn. You left your hair product in the rub studio, mate, last weekend. And your hair straightener. And your CK aftershave, mate.
Stop.
We'll put him back in the female toilets if you want to, mate.
G'day, it's Paul from the Oval Hotel here, Jazz. Just a reminder, you can't order room service and try and pay with your signature on a napkin. Won't happen. Also, those snacks aren't free, mate, so please pay your outstanding bill of $287. Thank you.
Jazz, I have downloaded a great app for the true diehard believers. Only fans, amazing app. I'm waiting for the game, but the pre-game entertainment is without a shadow of a doubt the best I've ever seen. Jarvin, it's Brayshaw.
Yes.
You are so fat. When you walk down Hindley Street, the Colonel comes back to life. You're fat. And this sounds nothing like me.
There are no more messages.
Very, very good. Oh, I reckon KG just hangs up a touch early.
He does.
I feel like he's still going, but he just doesn't know where all the buttons are. But good to see you downloaded Mayo.
George, it's KO, not Mayo. One man that we love, and he's back home. He's finally back home.
Yes.
Former Adelaide Crows champ and our very own Triple M's Sam Jacobs joins us. G'day, Sauce, and welcome.
Hello, boys. How are we going?
Very well, good, mate. You're back. So you're back. You're settled into your house again. I know how, well, delicate you treated that lawn of yours. Now, what sort of state is it in? Is it green? Is it dying? Does it need fertilizer? Does it need clipping? Does it need edging? What stage are you at with it?
Yeah, boys, I've got my bounce back, been back in the great state. but no, the lawn's actually all right, Bern. As you know, my parents-in-laws are farmers, so they've chucked some urea on the lawn while I was gone.
Yes.
So it just needed a little mow and a little trim, and it's actually looking all right, but it just needs a couple of weeks, and it'll be flourishing again.
Yeah, funny story about that. Dad actually said to Mum, yeah, you can use some, I've got some urea out the back in a bag for you. You can spread on the lawn. It was actually vetch seed, and she spread it, and then we had all these vetch coming up through our lawn.
You poor mum.
Poor mum. And Dad's, it's out there somewhere. Described some bag it was in, and she's gone to the wrong bag. She's thinking, the lawn's not really, kicking on, and there's some weeds coming through. very funny. But what are the plans, Sauce? Now you're back, what are you going to do with yourself?
Not a lot at the moment, just take a bit of a break, but obviously re-engage with the family at Triple M. So at the moment, all I've got to look forward to is the SANFL Grand Final at the moment. So I'm actually enjoying just tidying up the house and just spending time with family.
And speaking of that, you can advertise that. You're going to be a special comments man or on the boundary
rider
SANFL Grand Final. Are you up to speed with all the SANFL news and players?
Yeah, I'm emotional about it. It's our boys' turn. Our boys' Eagles are back in the granny, and what better setting than to be against Jarz's boys? So he claims most SANFL clubs, Jarz, but I think he's on the North wagon. North wagon this week.
Oh, he is because they're in it. But are you gonna wear any Eagles gear, like a scarf or a Guernsey or?
We'll just have to wait and see now. I know we're on radio, but we'll just have to wait and see something today.
Here we go.
I'm very excited and absolutely I'm across all the SANFL. Obviously follow it very closely, and I've got a few mates playing at the Eagles still, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, you boys have got to go in for a long day, because when I put my Roosters jumper on and all my medals around my neck on Sunday, you won't get near us.
Have you heard our bet, Sauce?
Oh, no, I haven't. What's the latest bet?
We've had a bet. So we had a competition where the listeners, the beautiful family, were texting in and tweeting in and stuff. And we've nailed it down to a challenge. Right. So if North Adelaide win, I've got to run down Main North Road for 2 kilometres until I get to...
Prospect Road, you twit.
Oh, I thought you said Main North Road.
Prospect Road, you got to run down.
Prospect Road's... Righto, well... Leave it with me. Let me get to the good bit. Then I've got to do a lap of Prospect Oval, finishing in the goals.
In the mascot outfit.
In the North Adelaide mascot outfit. How hot do you think it'll be under there?
That is absolutely brilliant. And I hope you don't put the head on, so that way everyone can see that you're running as well.
Actually, it might be better with the head on, but then Jars has to do the same thing. He's going down Port Road and then onto Woodville Oval, and he's got to do a lap. I reckon he may not get to the Oval. He might pass out before he gets there. about at the Hungry Jacks or something before Ledger Road.
He wouldn't even know where Woodville Oval is, do you,
Nah. Now, Sauce, you went away for 6 months. What did you learn? What did it teach you?
I learned a lot, actually. You know, it was part of the reason why I went up there was not only just for the footy, but I guess for the education side as well. And I guess, you know, without delving into it too far, I guess it reaffirmed a few of my thoughts around what I think creates success and what works. And obviously, it's such a different market up in Sydney to what we're used to in Adelaide and Melbourne. So it's obviously real challenging up there, and they're doing a fantastic job. But, you know, unfortunately, we didn't get the on-field success, but I certainly learned a lot about, you know, what works and what doesn't.
What I learnt when I went to other footy clubs, it gives you a good insight on different organisations, the way they go about things. And you can hold that if you do coaching down the path, even if you just coach at local level. I felt like I learnt a lot in comparison to the two footy clubs. Did you feel that way?
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously starting my time at Carlton as well, being in Melbourne, and something that really appealed to me was, I guess, experiencing the big club in Melbourne. Obviously, you know, spent a lot of my time and love my time here in Adelaide, but to also learn New South Wales and just to try something different. And it's because it's obviously they're only, you know, 8, 9 years old, the Giants, and a lot of these guys that are 26, 27, they're the ones that I guess, you know, have effectively been there and grown the club. So it's so different. And, you know, we've got so much media here in Adelaide that in Sydney, we'd just take anything. If we can just make the news, we're happy. So it's just so different, but and they're certainly making inroads. It's going to take time, but, you know, there's a lot of positive steps taken.
Sauce, obviously you're trying to work out what you want to do next year. The Norwood Football Club are looking for a senior coach. Would you contemplate maybe going for an interview? Would you look at something like that moving forward?
Oh, obviously coaching is something I'm interested in. And as along with, you know, list management and all that, and at the moment everything's on the table. And, you know, obviously I love footy and I love coaching. And I feel I've got a real a good knowledge base behind me to be able to put that in place if I needed to go down the coaching path.
Oh, good.
Hey, I saw you playing basketball the other day, a little clip, and you got a bit of a sledge from an NBA player. You want to run us through that?
I'll triple M. No, I've got one of my mates, Joe Ingles, obviously at the Jazz in the off season, and he was getting into me about playing basketball and all that sort of stuff. So I just sent him a little clip, but unfortunately, I nailed my second free throw and the first one was building houses. So. I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Well done. Now, mate, before we let you go, and we're going to see plenty of you here in the Triple M family, your prelim tips, your prelim finals, who do you think will go through to the grand final? Who will win it?
Well, at the moment, obviously, it's really interesting because I feel that the two teams that won the semis could easily be favourites. So I think they're both going to be really close finals.
Yeah.
I think Geelong will get through. I think they're just cherry ripe at the moment. And I think Port's pressure and the way they're playing at the moment, I think they dominated Geelong, and I see no reason why they can't. And I heard a stat the other day that they've got every player on their list available, which is unheard of. And they're primed for a good night as well.
Have you put on any weight, Sauce? I know it hadn't been too long, but do you plan to have a fitness regime, or are you just going to let everything go like Jars did?
He's still celebrating the premiership since the mid-90s.
He's in the premiership hangover that goes for 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great question. I was about 106 when I left, and then I went out, just blew out probably 1.5 through the season.
Real quick.
But I've got back onto it, and I'm back down to where I was.
What's that, about 130?
Definitely keep training.
Mate, all the best. We can't wait to see you on Sunday. Triple M's rocking football, where the tradition continues on. North Adelaide take on the Eagles. We'll see you then, buddy.
Look forward to it, boys. Thank you.
And there he is, our very own favourite Sammy Jacobs here on the Rush Hour. Me being the Tin Man, the tall, the Tin Man.
I think I know what you're trying to say. Yeah. So, yeah, I'll accept
Tim
that.
Tim the Tall Man. Now, Byrne, as you know, I've been painting. And I've been painting for a period of time. Now, I love going down to my Bunnings shop.
15 years, I think.
15 years, that's right. 2005.
Yep.
Get my credit card. Now, I go for one item, and I had to get some rollers today.
Yes.
So I went down to Bunnings there, Burn, at the airport.
Yeah.
Walked into my paint shop, and I said hello to everyone. They all know. Here he goes.
They know you because you're there every day.
And then I had to get a couple other items. What's went to happened? The cashier, young lass.
Yes.
She knew who I was by first name. Handed over my 5 items.
Yes.
When I was only meant to get one.
Yes.
Gave her the card.
What have you maxed out on paint items, have you?
Matt, shut it down.
Shut your credit card down. What have you been doing? You've been playing online poker or something? Have you been spending them somewhere you shouldn't be?
No. I've just gone silly down there.
What, she shut it down? Shut your card
because
down
she's
completely?
She's trying to teach me a lesson. When you go for one item, which was a couple of rollers in the packet,
yes,
that's it. But don't come back with seven or eight other items.
So hang on. Let me get this right. You can only get one item per exchange on your credit card.
All I needed was two rollers. That's it. To do the walls.
But she can't just change it per transaction.
No. But I keep telling her for the last 3 years. Yeah. But she's had a gutful. She shut me down. How embarrassing.
Well, what do you do? So then you'd have to rank them in order of everything you got. Now, what do I really need?
Well, I needed the two rollers to do the walls.
Well, that's what you should have got. What else did you throw in?
If I want to go shopping, I'll go shopping. If I need another paintbrush, I'll get a paint. If I need some masking tape, I'll go and get it.
What do you need?
If I need a rolling tray, I'll go and get it. No way.
So, hang on. Is this just at Bunnings or is this anywhere you can only get one thing per transaction?
Shops.
It's everywhere.
I've been shut out.
You deserve that. Well, start getting one thing like you said.
Oh,
you're
I can't. I've got an addiction.
Text.
Let's talk about
text.
And he joins us now, Jars.
Yes,
but this is
does.
A man we've been wanting to catch up with because we did hear a little rumour, and I haven't heard it yet, but we're going to play it in a sec, that he's been saying a few things behind our back. Let's play it, Hato.
Now, Tex, did you knife your mate on the weekend? I heard you're on DSL with Jars.
Yes, I was.
Where was Byrne?
I was lucky enough. Byrne, no, he had an RDO. I'm calling him Bernie Rosciuto Vince. has more RDOs than he does work. But no, he called it. It was good for Bernie to call in and say good day. But it was good fun with Jars on Sunday morning after playing golf with him on Friday afternoon. Oh. Geez, what an expertise that was.
Oh, I can imagine.
What happened there?
He's got no patience whatsoever, Jar. So he teed off on the first at Glenelg. Lost the first ball, put it over onto the sixth fairway. Didn't bother going to look at it. Then teed up the next one because we played five ball Ambrose. Mm-hmm. Teed the next one up, put it straight into the drink.
Yep.
And then this is what you want to know, Diz. I had a putt from about 25 foot and guess where it went?
Where?
Right in the back of the hole.
Straight in the hole.
What was
straight
he dressed in Jars? He would have been pretty loud, I guess, with his clothing.
Well, I think most of his clothes were given to him from Lululemon. He was wearing Lululemon. I could not believe it. They were tighter than, you know what. But it was good fun playing with Jars.
Yeah, what is going on there? I did have a bit of a giggle when I was listening to that. But what's going on? You potness again.
That's a drive-by.
What were the three words that your show stands for?
Trust, honesty, and passion.
Well, that's exactly what I did, boys. I was honest as I was. You wore tight clothes, Jars. You had no patience on the golf course. You lost your balls. And Bernie, you do have more RDOs than Rue.
What do you want from me?
That's the only thing that wasn't true.
Yeah, you bloody idiot. And it's Lululemon, you knucklehead.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was Lululemon.
He's trying to make it fancy for you, Jars. It's your mates he's looking after.
Well, you're my golf coach.
Yeah, well.
Ben, we can't put up with this.
He's completely lost at text. Now, I hear a little rumour that you're going to do special comments this weekend at the SANFL Grand Final. Are you up to speed with the SANFL comp and its players? Yes. Have you been studying?
Yeah. Oh, certainly, boys. Yeah, I've been doing study. This is my first bit of homework I've done in about 30 years. We'll be looking forward to it, Papa, won't we?
Yeah, we are, mate.
Special comments. Yeah. I think our big ginger fan of pans sauce jokers will be down on the boundary, and then we got our big bozo Brett Biglands and Yoda calling the game. I think
Yoda.
That's our team. Geez. The tradition continues on. This is our fifth SANFL Grand Final, and we've always had cracking games too.
It's a bit of a worry though, Jars, because we've got two ruckmen and the air takes a little bit longer to get to their head. So for the listeners out there, the game might be about 10 to 15 seconds behind play. So we'll do our best.
A bit of delay. Hey, so if you're up to, you know who's playing this weekend?
Glenelg and South Adelaide, aren't they?
Yep, you've been doing your homework. That's brilliant. Hey, prelim final weekend in the AFL. How many prelims did you play in? It's a big occasion.
Played in two, Bernard. I'm 50-50, so we lost in, I think it was 2-12 to Hawks.
Yeah.
And then we beat Geelong in 2-17.
Yep. Any advice for the young Port Adelaide players that are going to run out tomorrow night in front of a big crowd, big home crowd, big... Well, the thing is with prelims, there's so much on the end of it when you win. To get that spot in the grand final, any advice?
Oh, I said on Triple M earlier this week, outside the grand final, these are the best games. Obviously, the reward that you get to play in the grand final the next week's massive. So it's they're going to be a couple of cracking games, I reckon.
They certainly are. Could go either way, both of them. Brad Crouch come out again.
Start the obvious burn.
Well, it's been they're both even money.
Hey,
they haven't been like that for years, Jars. There's always someone that's favourites. Go back to 2017. Adelaide were hot favourites
red
to win
hot.
At home. So
what are they, is there a 50-50 chance?
Oh, no shit, Sherlock.
Can you put Hugo on? Can we get more?
I'll put him on
because honestly, here he goes.
Hugo, speak, mate.
Here you go. You're the most unluckiest kid in the world having him as your father. But hey, Brad Crouch come out again today. He stated he wants to start the Adelaide Footy Club. Give us a percentage of him staying at the Footy Club, and you know percentage is out of 100.
He's probably 90-20, I reckon.
90-20.
I'm joking, Judge. Cliff. No, I don't know, mate. Certainly, that's something that he needs to go through with his manager in the footy club. So, for all Crows fans, we'd love him to stay, and hopefully that'll be sorted out in the coming, I don't know, few weeks or months. So,
Texan, before we let you go, who's going to win tomorrow night, Port Adelaide or the Richmond Footy Club?
Oh, I think Port playing at home is going to be a massive advantage. Yeah. So. Yeah, hate to say it, but I reckon Port might beat the Ticks. Yep.
Mate, we have Tommy Jonas on every second week, the Port Adelaide captain. This is what he said about our very own Tex Walker.
Tex this morning was saying DBJ should get it, so I think he's trying to throw us off the centre bit. He might want
Tex has had a big off-season.
Yeah, I know. I spoke to him the other day. Couldn't put two words together, but...
There's clips everywhere.
Oh, you're confident now from the Port Adelaide captain.
No, he just got a little bit shirty the other day because I texted him. Hugo was lucky enough to meet his little daughter Matilda, and he liked what he saw. So I thought I'd send him.
You sent him a warning for later on in life.
I sent him a warning.
As long as he doesn't have nightmares and dreams like his dad on the couch does.
Hey!
Hey.
Listen to the podcast on the Dead Set Legends to find out why that. Is not for this time slot. Tex Walker for Distinctive Homes. Perfect for your lifestyle, our house, your home.
See you on Sunday, mate. Be ready to go.
See you, boys.
Thanks, Ben.
Buy your ticket in the St. John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery before midnight Sunday to be in the weekly draw to win one of three brand new NGs next week. stjohnlottery.com.au.